What about, you're telling me that?
That's a sideboard.
What's that used for?
I really don't know. I went to a meeting not too long ago, and we were the guest at a furniture store, and this guy's an interior decorator, and he says, all these people that have these 100-year-old monsters in their house doesn't have anything. Well, naturally, he's trying to sell furniture. You know, he's trying to sell Tell City and Ethan Allen and all this stuff, but down here, old furniture is really getting more popular.
I guess it went in the...
I think it went in the dining room, really. A mirror's supposed to go in the back of that thing. We have to get it resilvered. But I guess it would be used in the dining room.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of old pieces of furniture called a chiffonier or bureau?
A bureau would be like a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm. Is it just an old-fashioned name for...
I think it would be.
Mm-hmm. What about something that that you could have in your windows to pull down to keep out the light?
Shade.
Okay. And the top part of the house, the covering on the house, is called the...
Roof.
What about the little things along the edge of the roof that could carry the water off?
Gutters.
And something that if you have a house and an L, the place where they come together?
The eaves.
Okay. And a room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
The attic.
And you mentioned the kitchen. Did you ever hear of different kinds of kitchens, like a kitchen built separate from the rest of the house? Or?
Mm-hmm. A kitchen built separate from the rest of the house?
Like a kitchen out in the yard or something?
Yeah, I know. I said, like up in Virginia, I heard of those. In case the kitchen catch on fire, because they have these open fireplaces, you know, and they'd have to cook in there. If the kitchen would catch on fire, I wouldn't burn down the whole mansion or the whole house.
I never heard of that.
Mostly in mansions.
Do you ever hear an old-fashioned name for kitchen? A cookhouse or anything like that?
It was always the kitchen to me.
And a little room. Where you can store canned goods and things.
Pantry.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture and stuff, you say, well, that's not good anymore. That's just
junk.
Okay. And a room that you can store things that you don't know what to do with.
I had one like that. I called it the junk room.
Okay. And if you had a two-story house to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have the
stairs.
What about outside to get from the porch to the ground?
The steps.
And say if your house was in a big mess, you'd say you had to do what to it?
Clean it up.
Okay. And the thing you'd use to sweep with?
A broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you said the broom was...
missing.
Was where in relation to the door?
Was behind the door.
Because
it would be missing because I couldn't find it. I wouldn't think about closing the door to look.
Say a long time ago, women would... maybe on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and do the...
Monday? The laundry?
Huh?
The laundry.
Uh-huh. Did they used to call it the laundry?
Do the washing.
Mm-hmm. Then after they do the washing, they bring the clothes in and they do the... they get the wrinkles out.
Iron it, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you remember hearing about something they'd have out in the backyard used for heat and water to boil the clothes in? You know, big black thing they'd have out in the yard? What about something you could use to heat up water to make hot tea in? Call that a tea?
Oh, a teapot. Or tea kettle.
Okay.